Let it be said of us that we live to be a blessing for life.
Welcome to the Before You Go Morning Show. A great day begins with good coffee, music, and encouragement. Our host, Pastor Tom Cox, shares down-to-earth insight into life's issues through the wisdom of the Bible. This broadcast is brought to you by New Song Church, a place to be loved, encouraged, and taught the Word of God.
Well, good morning. Pastor Cox coming to you again from New Song Church. We welcome you to our weekly broadcast. Glad to have you tune in to us today, and we welcome you with open hearts. Again, I'd like to reiterate what we say to you just about every week is, if you have a church home, be faithful to your church home. Be faithful to your pastor and those over you in the Lord. Support them with your prayers and your fellowship. You know, the Bible said in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together like some do. But even more so when you see the day of the coming of the Lord. Do it more then, because we're going to probably need each other more than we are in days gone by. So, and all of us need each other. You know, no man's an island within himself. Everybody needs somebody in their life, and they need somebody to speak into their life. They need somebody to encourage them on a daily basis. So having said that, I'd like to get back to our lesson we talked about a couple of weeks ago with prayer. And you know, I asked you the question when I started, how much of a difference do we believe that prayer makes when we pray for other people? You know, we say, and I know I hear this all the time, well, you know, people have their own wills. Just because people have a will, they don't know necessarily what the assignment of God is in their life. And so when we begin to pray for them, I think one of the things that we do is promote in the spirit realm the ability for these people to begin to find out what their assignment is on the earth and how God intends to use them. When we can pray that they have a mindset or get a mindset that's fixed on the kingdom of God, like Colossians 3 talks about, and we'll go there after a while. But I just want to say that it does make a difference when we pray, when we believe the Lord, and when we lift our brothers and sisters up. And you know, we talked about criticizing each other. If we're critical of God's people, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, no matter if they go to our house or they belong to another house, our church, if they go to another church or our church, it doesn't make any difference. They're still our brothers and sisters in the Lord. That, you know, every house has a different assignment. And we've talked about it numerous times here on the radio about the churches in Scott County, what their mandate from the Father is. You know, one church might be doing one thing and another church doing another, but we're still going in the same direction to begin to put God's plan together for our county. Why? Because God cares about us. We have lifted up prayers for our county, for our state, for our nation, and those prayers become active as we step out in faith and continue to believe God. So prayer is very, very important to what we need to do and to how we need to handle ourselves concerning the Word of God and concerning our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and how that Word of God is illuminated to them, and how they see the Word of God. And when they begin to see the Word of God and let the Word find its place in them, then what they can do is begin to allow that Word to dictate to them which direction they need to go in. But they need a little prayer. We have to pray for them, people, in order for that to take place. Having said all that, I want to go to First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, and verse 14. Let's go to verse 14, and let's start there. Verse 14 says this. He said, "We urge you, brethren, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Now here's where it gets interesting from verse 16 on through the rest of the chapter there. Well, for the next 4 or 5 verses anyway. Excuse me. It gets really interesting when he says, rejoice always, verse 16. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. 19, do not quench the spirit. 20, do not despise prophetic utterances. 21, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. And verse 22, he said, abstain from every form of evil. Now in verse 23, the consummation of all that is, now, after doing all that, may the God of peace himself sanctify you or set you apart completely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 24, he puts this tag on. He says, faithful is he who called you, and he will also bring it to pass. In other words, all the things he told us to do up here for the sake of our brothers, teaching them how to not be, or us, for those that are unruly, he said, admonish them and encourage them out of their unruliness. Encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with people. And sometimes I think that we as Christians are not that. We're everything but that. We have decided to go a different direction in that whole thing. You know, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, I want to go there for just a moment and share some things with you here, because this is important for us to hear along with what we're talking about, and which is praying for the brothers and sisters. In chapter 2 and verse 1, 1 Timothy, first of all then, he said, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. And some of those petitions and intercessions, one of them I think is entreaties, which is same thing as intercessions, be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority. Our responsibility, my friends, my brothers and sisters in the Lord, is not to complain about the government. We talked about that back in Romans, the 12th chapter, 13th chapter. He said, we don't have the right to complain about them, but we have to lift them up and pray for them. He said, pray for kings. I suppose that means presidents. We don't have kings, but we have a president, and we have a Congress, and all who are in authority. Those people are in authority over us. We have elected them as a democratic nation. We have elected them on our behalf to speak what who represents us in our district or in our state. We have elected certain officials to go to Washington and stand in for us. And they have believed, they have heard from the multitude, and they're supposed to make decisions based on that. Now, whether they do or not, I don't know. But I'm just saying that we need to continue to pray for those people so that that we can live a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness, the Bible says here, and dignity. Make intercession for all these people with prayer, petition, thanksgiving, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, having said that, how many of us do not follow through on what we just read over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? Now we're reading something else concerning prayer here in 1 Timothy chapter 2 about praying for everybody, praying for all those that make the rules of our nation, make the laws of our land. We're to pray for them And I believe if we prayed for them as a nation, churches began to get on their knees and cry out to God and find out what God's plan for our country is, we wouldn't be in such turmoil, and God would bless us, and we would have a greater measure, let me say it that way, of God's blessings on our life. Why? Because we're in one accord about this thing, and we're trying to find the mind of the Father in this whole thing so as to please Him, because we've cried out to Him in prayer, God, let Your will be done and not ours. Not any of us can change anybody. They have to make changes for themselves. Everybody is responsible for their own selves, for the decisions that they make. We cannot make decisions for other people. We can influence those decisions, but my friend, we cannot make decisions for those people. They have to be made by that person. And that person is subject to the result that comes about in their life because of the decision that they make. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you that we are the product, you and I are the product of our own decision making. Well, and if somebody is praying for us, listen, as a pastor of a church, I have an awesome responsibility to take care of God's sheep. I'm an under-shepherd to the great shepherd. All pastors are. When they stand in the pulpit and pray for us and preach the Word of God to us on Sunday morning, they're responsible to speak that Word, which finds its place in all of us, and that Word will produce the kind of fruit that our Father wants it to produce because of what we hear. Because hearing of the Word, He said, "He that hath ears," in Matthew, Jesus made this statement to the disciples. He said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us." And so each of us have to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. And we need for somebody, as a pastor or speaker or anointed teacher, apostle, prophets, the fivefold ministry, to speak into our lives as often as possible for us to be able to hear what the Father is saying. What are you saying? Well, we need that anointed Word to come across to us, the unadulterated Word to come across to us, whether we like it or not. It's not so much to preach at us, but it's to challenge us to go in a way that we need to go to produce, let the Spirit of God produce on the inside of us everything that it needs to produce in order for us to complete our assignment on the earth. Now, the devil is sent to destroy us and keep us from completing our assignment before God. Uh-oh, that's a whole new message. What I want to say to us is that this message, as it comes across, that we have a mandate from the Father to do what He says. If the devil can be a deterrent in our life to keep us from completing our assignment that God has for each of us, if he can sidetrack us for a season, how many people's lives are affected because we're not doing what the Father told us to do? We're not completing our assignment in a sense that we are not getting done what our Father wants us to do because we have become derailed, because we have listened to the enemy, and we've gotten back off in the flesh, and we have let our flesh control us rather than the Spirit of God leading, guiding, and directing us, and spending time in prayer and finding out how to pull down the strongholds that are not only against us, but for against those people whom we see just about on a weekly basis in our churches. We sit beside some of these people. We sit in front of some of these people. We sit behind others. But they're there. We see them every week. What kind of prayer are we praying for these people so that they're accomplishing their message too? Well, we're going to have to get off here today, and we'll take this up at another time. God bless. Have a good week.
We thank you for joining us for today's Before You Go morning show. We hope that you were touched by today's conversation. If you have any questions or would like more information about this broadcast or New Song Church, call us at 812-754-1777 or connect with us on the web at www.newsongchurchscottsburg.com.